And now the question for Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, Rosland, R-O-S-L-U-N-D, February 2853, addresses a letter to Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, Barnhart, B-A-R-N-H-A-R-T, N-T, 463-2249. Dear Jennifer, follow-up from Mrs. Rosland. With chronic kidney disease from prior acute renal failure, two episodes related to urosepsis, pyelonephritis, and question hydronephrosis. Last visit in July. Colonoscopy couldn't be done because of poor bowel preparation. She's going to try again. She was having problems swallowing and drinking the whole amount. She might need to do it over a two-day period, of course, with a liquid diet during that time. Denies nausea, vomiting, blood melena, denies abdominal pain. Has a follow-up with urology, Dr. Liu, L-I-U, who are doing a repeat CAT scan on the next few days. She has chronic neck pain, but no anti-inflammatory agents. She starting doing back her water aerobics, as well as volunteering, part-time worker in a local florist store, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, no gross edema, no chest pain palpitation, dyspnea, review system negative, medication list review. I want to highlight the Trulicity for diabetes. Next paragraph, present weight 210, previously 212, blood pressure 150 over 88 left-sided. Oxygenation was low at 87. At the same time, she's alert, oriented, and free, normal speech, able to speak in full sentences. Has COPD abnormalities, isolated bronchitis, air trapping, appears regular, no pericardial wrap, no abdominal or flank tenderness, no ascites masses, no major edema, no focal deficit. By following a diet and physical activity, she's able to control diabetes. Back in April was 9.5, presently down to 5.2. She will discuss with you about neck pain, different areas without compromise of eyesight, hearing, no problems chewing, swallowing, and no localized focal deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Creatinine September is stabilizing around 2.4 for a GFR of 21. This appears to be the new steady state. She has not recovered to baseline of 0.6 to 0.9. A normal sodium, potassium, acid base, a normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal white blood cell platelets, malanemia 13.1. The most recent CAT scan available is from April. In that opportunity, no obstruction, no stones, no masses. Bladder was unremarkable. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, after episodes of AKI times 2. At that time, in relation to UTI, pyelonephritis, sepsis, there was a question, hydronephrosis, but improved. Was treated for antibacterial as well as antifungal. All serology in that opportunity was negative. Urine sample from July did not show any activity for blood protein or cells, with the protein creatinine ratio very low level at 0.38, being normal less than 0.2. explained this to her. Understandable, she became emotional about being so low. I explained, however, that she's doing really good on her daily activities. There is no indication for dialysis, as there is no symptoms of urine, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. She will continue chemistry on a regular basis. We will monitor labs and adjust it according to needs. Plan to see her back on the next 4 months. End of dictation.